Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And right now we are with author Rick Neese. He wrote a book called The Side Yard Superheroes. This is an autobiography, a memoir. It's the true account of Rick's journey home to reconnect with a childhood friend and the memories that brought them together. Hello, Rick.
Hey, it's good to be with you today. Thank you.
Sure. This one sounds like fun. Tell me about your book, The Side Yard Superhero.
The Side Yard Superhero is a book that very gently drifts back to the 1950s and 60s, and to a unique friendship between two very different boys. Ricky, who had a paper out with 72 customers in this small town in Ohio called DeGraff, Ohio, with 900 people. And he had a number of customers on the route who were very eccentric and very interesting, but his favorite customer was a young man by the name of Bernie Jones. Bernie had very severe cerebral palsy, had no control over any part of his body, was strapped into a wheelchair, and his whole day was spent sitting in that side yard. We struck up a friendship, and every day our ritual was that I would read to him the Dick Tracy comic strip, then I'd tell him about my day in school and what happened in school because Bernie couldn't go to school. Found out that Bernie was a real wanderlust at heart and a great imagination with all kind of adventures he wanted us to go on to. We only were able to do a few, but those are highlighted in the book. When I went to college at age 17, I promised Bernie that I would come back and visit with him. As you know, life gets in the way, and I never got back to see him. A couple of years ago, my mother called me and said that she knew where Bernie Jones was. He was in a nursing home in Ohio. So 40 years after my last visit with him, I was able to go back and visit with Bernie in that nursing home.
And when he saw you, what was his reaction?
His reaction was something I'll never forget. It was kind of joy and shock and happiness all at the same time. When I introduced myself, I said, "Hey, Bernie, it's Rick Neese, your old paper boy from DeGraff," but he always called me Ricky, my boy. And I said, "Well, Bernie, it's Ricky, my boy, your paper boy.
What was the difference in age?
The difference in age was 10 years. And I didn't realize he was that much older than I until got to meet with him again. But he was a very, very smart young man. And one of my points with the book is we all have side yard superheroes, people who make a difference in our life, and we never realize it until years later.
Now, you intend to make this into a series of books called Life in DeGraff, an Automythography.
Yes.
So what exactly is an automythography? Did you make this word up?
Yes, I did. An automythography, it's different than an autobiography. An automythography, the key word within that is myth. The way I define automythography is it's a work of nonfiction that looks reflectively at what we think we remember and how we think we remember it. An automythography is an iridescent memory based upon truth and fact, but it's the author's truth and fact. Let me give you an example. A soap bubble is iridescent. As it floats away from you, it changes shapes and it changes colors, but it is still the same soap bubble. That's what I think happens to our memories. As we get older, our memories drift away from us, and they change colors and shapes, but they're still the same memories. Automythography.
You're not just an author, you are a poet as well. And from what I understand, the Side Yard Superhero is interlaced with beautiful poetry throughout. So why poetry as a storytelling device?
I think there's really three reasons for that. Number one, I really enjoy poetry and enjoy writing poetry. I think in some of the chapters, the poem at the end of the chapter draws closure to that chapter. In other chapters, the poem helps create another theme, another layer of meaning within the book. But also, I like the fact, the way that it kind of breaks up the prose from chapter to chapter. So that the poetry fits in very, very well. And I think poetry is a great medium for nostalgia anyway.
All right, The Side Yard Superheroes is the first in a series. What's next?
The next book is called Echoes Can Make No Mistakes. It also takes me back to this small town of DeGraff, Ohio, where I was a young man. And I get to talk about some of the other characters and some of the other businesses that happen in that small town. I think these books are great for people who are raised in a small town and for all others who wish they had been.
What's the reaction from the folks in DeGraff?
It's been very good. In fact, I'm going back for a book signing later this week. I have received a number of wonderful emails and telephone calls from people because many of my friends, they still live in this small town, and they remember the characters. The characters are all real. Names were not changed. Everything's exactly the way I remember it. But the reaction has been just overwhelming.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun. Local boy made good, huh?
Local boy coming home.
Yeah, coming home and made good. Hey, come on, don't play modest with me.
I appreciate that.
Rick, is the book out yet, and can we find it on the web anywhere?
Yes, the book was published March 1st, and it's already in the second edition. It's in a lot of bookstores, but also it's on my website. If you go to my website, ricknees.com, it will not only talk about this book, but the other two books in the trilogy, and also it will allow you to look at a picture gallery of a number of the people that I'm talking about in the book back in DeGraff that are in the picture gallery. So I'd invite people to look at that website. I think they would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect the characters with what's going on in your imagination as you're reading the book. That's wonderful. And again, it's Rick Neese, and Neese is spelled N-I-E-C-E. His book is called The Side Yard Superhero. A lot of luck with it, Rick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.